Hey Eagles, welcome back to another Eagle Perspective podcast.
Today's another SFC-TV takeover. I'm Kayla Creshawn.
And I'm Jacob Anderson.
And today we're going to be interviewing Mr. Kiley. Mr. Kiley, so nice to have you on today. Can you just give us a little bit about yourself? What do you do here at Santa Fe?
Yeah, first, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. It's always good to see you guys. Saw Jacob this morning. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, course 7, right?
I teach AP Government and Introduction to Business. This is my fourth year at Santa Fe. I've taught world history, U.S. history, AP government, and now our new Introduction to Business class.
Wow, you're just all over.
Yeah, all over the place. I've taught a little bit of everything in the social science department and excited for these two classes this year.
Absolutely. Well, I think one of the main reasons that we're here to talk to you today is just to get a better understanding of this Intro to Business class and what it's all about. So can we ask you a few questions about that?
Fire away.
Okay. Well, my first question is, how did this all come about? What inspired you to bring a business course here to Santa Fe, which I don't think we've ever had one before, which is super exciting. But
yeah, as far as I know, this is the first one. So Mr. Thompson and I have done Senior Business Week. We were in the economics class in the spring and have done Senior Business Week for the last 2 years. And after seeing what a huge part of the SFC culture Senior Business Week is and how much talk there is on campus in our culture about entrepreneurship and taking risks, we felt like it was a part of the SFC culture to take the next step and have an actual class, Introduction to Business. And along with SFC culture, business is the most popular major in college. And Mr. Thompson and I sat at graduation and we had a pen in the program and would check by each name who was studying graphic design or marketing or business or economics. And it ended up being, 35 to 40 kids were doing something related to business. Wow. And so we felt like it would help to prepare our students to succeed in what they're passionate about and what they want to pursue. And then maybe those kids, there's some kids that take it and they're like, this is great, I'm all in, this is definitely what I want to study. And maybe some kids are like, oh, maybe not, So to give those kids a chance in high school seemed like a great opportunity. So kind of living into the mission of the school and helping kids get ready for what they want to do are kind of the two big ones.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so you guys, having gone through our class, having studied in college, you say, well, we're entrepreneurs too, and following Jesus may be simple, but that doesn't mean that it's easy. So when an Amazon truck driver drops their keys off at the end of the night, or warehouse worker clocks out at the end of the day, do they leave feeling like, I have dignity and I was created in the image of God? How do you make decisions about where you source your Amazon basics stuff that you make? What's the criteria for where you source materials, where you manufacture it? We've created this wonderful platform for small businesses to launch and helped so many people get businesses off the ground. How do you decide what cut Amazon takes of the revenue from these companies? What's the criteria for doing that? And Jesus doesn't have clear-cut answers to any of those questions, but following Jesus should really inform how you answer those questions. How do you create the culture of your organization? How you make decisions about who you work with? And if those are the kind of questions that our kids leave here asking, at every decision they make in their or in whatever career they find themselves in, whether they're entrepreneurs or working for somebody else, then I think that's a win. If we get kids out of here asking those questions, then they're going to have an influence in their community. We're going to talk this year a lot about redemptive entrepreneurship, this idea that we're called to help to partner with Christ in redeeming whatever part of the world that we're in. And so how can we in our vocation, in our careers, not just be ethical actors in our businesses, but make those markets and spaces a little bit better, a little bit closer to what the kingdom of God is. So that was kind of a long answer to the story and kind of a long answer to one of my hopes for our class.
I think that's an amazing goal. Yeah. It's always really amazing, especially as a student, like seeing our teachers always so grounded in like their faiths and everything. And I think that's one of my favorite parts of being here at SFC. Absolutely. Is every class that you take always connects back to some sort of Christian something. And I think that's just so great when we go off into college, because not everyone's going to go to a Christian college, so mm-hmm. you won't be getting taught these foundations anymore. So it's really good to have our own solid ones. And I think this is a perfect example of that. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's been a fun few weeks so far, at least for me. I'll have to ask.
I've been enjoying the course a lot so far, all the different parts of it. I feel like it's very helpful as someone that does want to go into business and entrepreneurship. I feel like that it's very important to learn all this stuff now, and like being able to get that head start is huge. And I also really do enjoy the part where it's like we're merging and like trying to find the parallel between business and Christianity and kind of merge them together. I really enjoy that.
All right. Well, thanks, Jacob. Yeah, it's been fun having those conversations. When I think about getting ready for class, part of it is, what are some things that I wish I would have known? Someone would have told me when I was 17, 18 years old about what work is like. You know, most of my career has not been in education. Most of my career has been in working for companies and in business. And so, that's always in the back of my head. It's like, man, what I wish someone told me when I was 17, 18 years old.
Right.
You've said it quite a lot. Senior Business Week. What is that? I mean, I know as a student, it's one of the most fun weeks of the year, and I'm so excited for my senior year to do it. But can you explain a little bit what it is?
Yeah, that's a great question. Senior Business Week, the short version is, for a week right before graduation, every senior at Santa Fe, it's actually a graduation requirement, has to run a business in the quad for a week. So we spend the second semester of their senior year planning a business. You have to pitch your business to a panel, like Shark Tank style, to try and get funding from the school. The school is essentially your venture capitalist, to get funding to start up your business. You have to work in groups of 4 to 6 to plan and execute the business for a week on campus. It really is fantastic. My first introduction to it, my first year, it was overwhelming to see how many people were coming out to do it, and to now work with Mr. Thompson to be able to help students put it on has been really fantastic. It's such a cultural touchstone for the Santa Fe community to see alumni, parents, people who's, you know, kids don't go to the school anymore will come back and check it out. And it's such a great way for the seniors to go out to try and teach you, because we as the semester goes on, there's a lot of, Mr. Kiley, what do I do about this problem? And we say, well, I don't know, go solve it. Which is what they're going to have to do very, very soon. Mm-hmm. And then the seniors to get to problem solve that stuff together, it really is a fantastic week.
I definitely think that a lot of the seniors who have done Senior Business Week have taken a lot away from it. Specifically, like my brother, he's been telling me about like his experiences doing it and how much fun he had doing it, but then also how he's adopted a lot of the things that he learned doing it and actually applied it in college and doing like other stuff in life.
Yeah, that's why I really love what I get to teach, and I love working with juniors and seniors, teaching government and now business, and government doing Senior Business Week, because I love that I get the chance to teach the things that are most applicable to life, I guess. Yeah. So like the things are like we're doing in our business class, having the kids do a networking assignment where once a month they've got to go find someone that is not in their network. And ask them 3 to 5 questions about their job, about their experience, and then follow up. The last question has to be, is there someone in your network that you can connect me with? And I tell the kids this, that this will not be the hardest assignment that you do in your high school career, but I'm willing to bet that it is the most practical that you'll do. I have stories from guys in college who this was a part of their curriculum in their business classes. And, you know, 10 years, 15 years down the road, they've circled back to some of those connections that they had to make and say, hey, now I'm working in this space that you're in. Do you have any advice? Or there's even some business partnerships that have come out of it. So to get the chance to do that with kids is, for me, really, really exciting.
Mm-hmm. So far this year, we've talked about a few different things, specifically economics and that stuff. What do we have to look forward to down the road? What other lessons are you going to teach and that will be in the class?
Great question. So we are starting with economics, and but it's just brief, you know, because business is not economics. A lot of people do get confused with that. Mm-hmm. They associate the two very closely, but, I do want to get into some hands-on stuff. So the networking assignment's going to be ongoing throughout the year. And then as we get into our second and third unit to finish this semester, as a class, we're going to develop a business plan. So all 20 of us are going to brainstorm about names, ideas, logos. We're going to try to work out financials, job descriptions, the whole thing. And then as we get closer to the end of the semester, our final project is going to be splitting our class into smaller groups. And then they've got to take the business plan that we developed as a class into a different market and adjust the business plan to fit to Denver or, you know, I don't know, Albuquerque or wherever. And then in the second semester, each student is going to have to do their own business plan and go through the whole process on their own. We're also hoping to work with the SFC marketing team in the spring to split our class up into groups. And, you know, one group's going to have to come up with a marketing plan for the elementary school. One's going to have to come up with a marketing plan for middle and then another one for high school. So we're trying to leverage the resources. Santa Fe's got great resources on campus, and we're trying to leverage those to get some more hands-on learning with people that have expertise in stuff that I don't. We've got to get some other voices in there.
Yeah.
I'm also trying to get guest speakers to come in and connect with the students. We had our first one today, actually. We're talking about human capital, talking to the students about how to develop their own human capital, how to manage human capital with an organization. So we had our director of human resources come in and talk about what that looks like for our school, really focusing on how does faith inform how we manage our human capital, when inevitably our school has values and mission statements and things that we really try to look towards, but there's people involved and we've got to figure out how to work together in community and manage those skills, resources, talents. So anyway, we're going to get some operations folks in, we're going to get some entrepreneurs in. So if there's anybody watching our podcast, they want to come talk to some high school students about what you do, you know, we got plenty of the year left.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately with this class, what is your final goal for the seniors who are going to graduate?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the number one thing far and away is to have the students be thinking through the questions of how can I use my gifts, my talents, my resources, my abilities to redeem the space that I'm in, to bring a little bit of hope, a little bit of love, a little bit of the peace of Christ into whatever I'm in. I think too often we have students that, and not just students, I mean anybody who can compartmentalize their job and their faith, and I would love to have our kids be able to integrate that a little bit more holistically. So that's number one. And then number two, give them some terminology, some concepts. So when they go to college and they study this, they're like, oh, I've seen that before, and they've got, you know, a leg up on some kids who are just seeing that stuff for the first time. So I think those are the two big ones.
So for the future, are you seeing this class being open to more of juniors and maybe sophomores, or only going to typically be seniors in the class?
Yeah. Right now it's mostly seniors. Mm-hmm. We got two sections, but we wanted to keep it open to juniors just in case we're able to do some of the things that we hope to do down the road. So we've got some kids that have taken it before. So we'll see where it takes us. It'd be fun to offer it to some lower grades and have some other options as they get older. But right now, juniors and seniors is where we're at. And I think that's great, you know, for kids that are going to go study it right away. And then also, you know, hopefully we can keep moving it forward.
Totally.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Kiley. It has been such a blessing to learn about all this stuff about business and your course and how it's going to inspire another generation.
Yeah. And personally, I am so bummed I missed out on this class this year. I think I got put on the wait list. I know so many people wanted to be in it. So my advice for any future students, like, take the class, because I want to study business in college. And I think that this is a great stepping stone for I don't know, anything that you want to do in the future. And I love your values behind it. And I think it's going to be an amazing class. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you guys for having me here. It's great to be here. Appreciate both of you.
Well, this has been another SFCTV Takeover. Thank you for tuning in to another Eagle Perspective podcast.
And if you want to watch any more, you can tune in on Spotify, Apple, or YouTube to see more episodes. Thank you so much.